You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
It's today's most interesting thing in tech from Nicholas Thompson, editor-in-chief of Wired.
Hello. The most interesting thing in tech is a new coalition that's been created: Facebook, Microsoft, other tech companies, and a group of academics. And what they're doing is they're creating a contest to see who can build the best technology to identify deepfakes. Facebook will create a database of deepfakes made with the faces of actors who have given the company consent, and they will open up that database to researchers who won't be forced to use it, but who can use it, and different people will compete to figure out how to identify deepfakes. It's a very good defensive operation. This is interesting for a couple reasons. First is that a lot of energy is being put into creating deepfakes. We saw the Zao app earlier this week, which allows you to take your face and put it into famous movie clips. There's a new example of some kind of cool visual deepfake almost every week. Doesn't seem as much energy is being put into the defense, into identifying them. There's a Pentagon program that's working on it, but this is a pretty important thing. And the reason it's important is that it's going to be possible to fake basically every kind of content on the internet, to fake images, to fake voices, to fake text. Technology is heading in that direction. It's not going to stop. And if we want to live in a world in which we trust the information that comes in, we're going to have to figure out systems for processing what is real and what is fake. And so having a whole bunch of engineers incentivized to go at a big database to figure out some software for figuring out what a deepfake is really, really important. I'm definitely real, at least today. We'll see in the future.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.